This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Traffic will be impacted across downtown Kenosha tomorrow morning as the Wisconsin Marathon takes off. Races start at 7. There will be road closures along major routes near the lake and through downtown. Drivers should expect slowdowns, especially on 6th and 7th Avenues. A second man has now pleaded guilty in a federal investigation into a scheme tied to Walworth County and importing illegal ammunition. Court records say Jacob Dowd admitted he and his brother used false paperwork, including a police department letter, to try to bring in armor-piercing rounds. Investigators say the town of Lynn Police Department had no real need for the large shipment, and the plan was stopped before the ammo entered the country. The former police chief there, tied to the case, has not been charged. Sentencing for Dowd has not yet been set. And Costco in Kenosha County has got approval to move its gas station and expand parking. The relocation in Pleasant Prairie will send the fueling area to an almost 3-acre site near Highway H and 76th Street. It'll be twice the size as the current fill-up space. The current area at the store will be turned into extra parking. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin's Attorney General is taking aim at several major online platforms, accusing them of running illegal sports betting in the state. Josh Call announced a lawsuit against companies including Robinhood, Coinbase, Kalshi, and Crypto.com, saying they allow bets outside Wisconsin's legal system. The companies have not fully responded. Wisconsin recently approved online sports betting, but only through tribal partnerships authorized by the governor. Lawmakers on both sides are reacting after Sarah Rodriguez suggested working on a state budget behind a curtain before being sworn in as governor. Some Democrats and Republicans say it raises concerns about secrecy, while her campaign says it's about early coordination, not the official budget process. Rodriguez says she wants to avoid division and move quickly on policies that help people. Others, including Governor Evers' office, say public input should remain a key part of building the budget. A long-running Wisconsin debate tradition is returning this year with a live broadcast ahead of the governor's race. The WBA Foundation will hold the debate October 9th at 7 p.m., with Milwaukee PBS producing and stations across the state airing it. Eligible candidates will be invited, and more details are expected soon. An announcement has poured out of UW Eau Claire. Edwin Martini set to become chancellor at the school this summer. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents approved his appointment, and he will take over on July 1st. Martini currently serves as provost at UW Oshkosh and has held several leadership roles in higher education. School leaders say he brings a collaborative style and strong experience. Martini says he's excited to build on the university's momentum and connect with the campus community. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. The crew coming off a 5-4 loss to the Tigers yesterday. Pat Murphy says the Brewers still missing guys like Jackson Chourio, Christian Yelich at bat.
Everybody's aware of where our injury situation is, and it's great to see the guys go out and compete and battle every time. And I mean, I think they can be proud of a lot of things they did today, but it didn't go our way.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have a new head coach. 41-year-old Taylor Jenkins takes over after 6 years as the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. The NFL draft continues tonight. Did the Packers have any offers last night to trade up into the first round? Brian Gutekunst.
Not really. You know, again, we didn't really expect for that to happen. To get up into the first round was going to be quite expensive.
Wayne Larrabee.
You know, when you're picking day two, 52nd pick in the draft, it's hard because you just don't know who's going to be there.
That's Packers announcer Wayne Larrabee with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Scattered showers and thunderstorms through early afternoon, then gradually increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny on Saturday, a cool day with high temps in the mid-50s.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.